This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to have back our good friend Lisa Soto. She is the Executive Director of the Marine Resources Council, a very worthwhile organization in our community doing great things for our lagoon. Lisa, thanks for coming in. Tell us about the Marine Resources Council, what you do.
MRC, Marine Resources Council, has been dedicated to protecting and restoring our lagoon, our river, for over 30 years. We've been in it for the long haul, and we're still here trying to maintain focus on the lagoon, making sure that our community and our sales tax is being used appropriately to bring our lagoon back to health. And we're about to print a big report card, MRC State of the Lagoon update, letting the community know what's going on with the lagoon and what's being done. Is everything that we're doing making the lagoon get better, so we know, you know, we're heading in the right direction?
One of the cool things about the Marine Resources Council is all the dedicated volunteers and advocates for the lagoon that you have, the citizen scientists that help to monitor things. So you have a big event coming up. Tell us about that.
We do. So we're honoring our members at our annual awards dinner and membership meeting. It's this Friday, 11/11, and it's at the Ted Moorhead Lagoon House in Palm Bay. And we've got not very many tickets left, so if people are interested and need to get on our website right now and get some tickets, but it's going to be great. We're going to have some phenomenal food donated from the Jungle Organic Restaurant, from the Cuban Island, again, Nomad Cafe, Lucky's Market is providing some food, Old School Pizza, all kinds of phenomenal food. And we'll have a silent auction with some gorgeous art in it. A print from Wyland's been donated to the silent auction. We've got Lance Berry art. He's done a couple of originals, including this gorgeous painting of a mahi-mahi. So come down and have a good time. Get to know MRC. Get to know our membership. Get some really good food and wine. And enjoy the silent auction in the Lagoon House, which is this beautiful venue right on the Indian River Lagoon.
Tell us about some of the folks you're going to honor.
Sure, I'd love to. We always give away at least 5 awards every year, and then sometimes we do a special award. And our members nominate people for the different awards, and then they go to ballot, and our membership also votes on them. So the Stan Blum Award for Conservation is kind of the Lifetime Achievement Award. It's given to somebody who's dedicated a lot of their time to the lagoon. And then we have an Albert Tuttle Award for volunteers. And we've got the Maggie Bowman Award, which goes to an elected official. So we've got several of our outstanding elected officials. And then the Paul Krogel Award is an award given to a government employee.
Lots of opportunities to recognize some exceptional people that have done a lot to help the lagoon and help our community.
We have a Project of the Year also. So we have people that are nominated through those 4 awards. And the projects that have been nominated include the Save Our Lagoon PAC that helped generate the funds to pass the Save Our Lagoon tax, and Brevard Zoo, Lagoon Friendly Lawns, and Seagrass Restoration Project. We've got some phenomenal people and efforts being done here in Brevard County and throughout our 5-county area. And our membership, which covers the whole lagoon, all 5 counties, have nominated these folks. So they'll be there. You get to know them. And then the final awards will be given out. So it is a really exciting event. It's a great time. At MRC, we work with our community, and sometimes it gets very troubling. And you hear about wastewater discharges, or you hear about these things that are going to be harming the lagoon. So we like to have parties every now and then to remind ourselves we got to have a good time and get back together, reinvigorate ourselves, be hopeful, and we can do this. So this is one of those chances where we can all get together, you know, have a glass of wine, eat some delicious food, you know, participate in a silent auction, recognize the people that are doing great things for the lagoon, and celebrate, you know, what is good and what's happening that's good.
Very cool. So tell us how we can get tickets.
Go to our website, mrcirl.org. So we'd love to have you. We'd love to meet new folk. You don't have to be a member to be at the membership dinner.
Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.